You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 470, covering week 25, June 15th to 21st, 2026. Daniel Stenberg, author of the Curl Utility, announced the suspension of accepting and processing vulnerability reports from July 1st to August 3rd. An exception will be made only for those who subscribe to paid support. The reason cited is the need for a break and rest after a significant increase in vulnerability report processing over the past 4 months. Reports submitted via the HackerOne form and emailed to security@curl.se during the specified time will not be reviewed by maintainers. Pull requests and issue reports via GitHub will remain available, but the backlog of vulnerability reports will only be reviewed after August 3rd. The Free Software Foundation of Latin America has published a completely free version of the Linux 7.1 kernel, Linux-Libre 7.1-GNU, stripped of firmware and driver elements containing non-free components or code sections with manufacturer-restricted scope. Linux-Libre also disables kernel functions for loading external non-free components not included in the kernel distribution, and references to the use of non-free components have been removed from the documentation. To clean the kernel of non-free components, the Linux-Libre project created a universal shell script containing thousands of patterns for detecting binary injects and eliminating false positives. Ready-to-use patches created using the aforementioned script are also available for download. The Linux-Libre kernel is recommended for use in distributions that meet the Free Software Foundation's criteria for building completely free GNU/Linux distributions. Linux-Libre is used in distributions like Twisquel, GNU GUIC System, Dragora Linux, Dynabolic, GNUSense, Parabola, Musix, and Congoni. The KDE Plasma 6.7 desktop environment has been released. To evaluate the new KDE releases, you can use builds from the KDE Linux, KDE Neon, and OpenSUSE projects Argon and Krypton. It contains some changes a lot of people have been waiting for. Here are two examples. The print output control widget now displays the number of active and queued print jobs separately for each printer. The print output widget placed on the panel now displays labels indicating the number of active and queued jobs. FreeBSD 15.1 has been released. Installation builds are available for AMD 64, ARCH 64, ARMv7, PowerPC 64, PowerPC 64 LE, and RISC-V 64 architectures. Builds are available for virtualization systems like QCOW2, VHD, VMDK, and RAW, and cloud environments such as Amazon EC2, Google Compute Engine, and Vagrant. FreeBSD 15.1 will be supported until April 2027, and updates for the 15.x branch will be released until December 31st, 2029. The main Nginx 1.31.2 branch has been released, continuing development of new features. A parallel stable branch, Nginx 1.30.3, has also been released, which includes only bug fixes and vulnerability fixes. In addition to vulnerability fixes, Nginx 1.31.2 adds the $SSL_SIGALGS variable, which contains the digital signature algorithms declared by the client in the client hello message during the TLS connection negotiation. The SIPHASH-2-4 hashing algorithm is used to generate the identifier passed via the $request_ID variable. Jean-Baptiste Lalamont, Director of Engineering at Canonical, presented the MINA project, which is a speech recognition application intended for use in voice input and natural language command recognition in Ubuntu Desktop. The project is licensed under the GPL v3, but the repository currently contains only sketches describing the project's modular architecture and its integration with Ubuntu. MINA will utilize a locally running AI model for speech recognition. Requirements for the apps include the ability to operate offline, enabling the microphone only after explicitly activating dictation mode with a hotkey, processing audio in memory, which is cleared after each use, and prohibiting the transfer of audio recordings to external services. Valve has released SteamOS 3.8.10, the first stable release in the 3.8 branch. SteamOS ships with Steam Deck devices and has recently been used in gaming consoles from several other manufacturers, such as the Lenovo Legion Go S and the Asus ROG Ally. The platform is based on Arch Linux, uses the GameScope composite server based on the Wayland protocol to accelerate game launches, comes with a read-only root file system, uses an atomic update mechanism, supports Flatpak packages, uses the Pipewire multimedia server, and provides two interface modes, Steam Shell and KDE Plasma Desktop. Canonical has tightened its release guidelines for official Ubuntu editions, including Lubuntu, Kubuntu, Ubuntu Budgie, Ubuntu Studio, Xubuntu, Ubuntu Chillin, Ubuntu Mate, Ubuntu Unity, Edubuntu, and Ubuntu Cinnamon. These changes were introduced to ensure the editions are ready for final release, which will now only be approved if a beta version is successfully completed within the planned time frame. Changes to packages between the beta and final release must be minimal and may only include bug fixes. The Raspberry Pi Project has released Raspberry Pi OS 2026-06-18. The distribution is based on Debian 13 and contains approximately 35,000 packages in its repository. The desktop environment is based on the LabWC composite server, which uses the WLRoots library from the Sway project. Three builds are available for download, a slimmed-down version for server systems, a basic desktop version, and a full version with an additional set of applications. Builds are available for 32 and 64-bit architectures. An update for the older Raspberry Pi OS release, Legacy, has also been created, built on Debian 12. Qt Creator 20, an integrated development environment for creating cross-platform applications using the Qt library, has been released. It supports both classic C++ development and QML, which uses JavaScript to define scripts and CSS-like blocks to define the structure and parameters of interface elements. Ready-to-use builds are available for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. Kent Overstreet released the BcacheFS 1.38.6 file system and announced the official removal of the experimental development label from the project. The number of problem reports has decreased recently, and the bugs encountered have become less severe or less subtle. The release includes two packages, BcacheFS-kernel-dkms, which contains a kernel module built using the DKMS system, and BcacheFS-tools, which contains the user space BcacheFS utility, which implements commands for creating, mounting, restoring, and verifying file systems. The packages are available for Debian, Ubuntu, and Arch Linux, and are expected for Fedora, OpenSUSE, and NixOS. The DKMS module supports Linux kernels starting from 6.16. Release 1.38.6 includes a number of major performance optimizations. Around 200 performance-improving changes have been made to the code for working with B-tree structures, journaling, and file system support. Transaction commit logic has been compressed into 4 KB of machine code. Optimizations have been added to eliminate contention when working with B-trees, and the journal flush process is completely lock-free. OpenMW 0.51, a free implementation of the engine for the fantasy role-playing game The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind, has been released. Compared to the original engine, OpenMW features a modernized user interface, improved graphics, and native OpenMW-CS editor for creating new games and mods, the bullet physics simulation engine, support for macOS and Linux, and improved bot behavior. The project code is written in C++ and distributed under the GPLv3 license. The OpenMW-CS editor and launcher interface uses Qt, while the in-game interface utilizes MyGUI. SDL is used for input devices and OpenAL is used for audio output. Pre-built binaries are available for Linux as Flatpak, Windows, and macOS. To run, you must have the game resource files from the original Morrowind or install an alternative resource pack. Systemd261 is now available. Key changes include preparation for API support for age verification, support for the KEXEC handover, and live update orchestration subsystems for stateless restarts, the instance metadata service subsystem, functionality for boot protection on systems without a physical TPM, and the systemd-sys install component with an installer implementation. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.